7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reason. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. No, when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way. Third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're worth feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when they think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 28th, 2013. So we're working on, Abraham says, I don't fear these folk you've set up with Allah. I don't fear the other Elohim. I don't fear the demons, the jinn. I don't fear the wicked ruling class and ruling families. They have made us afraid. Abraham says, don't be afraid of these people. So look, Snowden, I think it's Edward Snowden, but his last name is Snowden. And then Snowden used to be a part of the CIA and the NSA, and now he's a whistleblower, telling the truth on the NSA, spying on everybody, America, spying on everybody, spying on American citizens, spying on people outside of the United States of North America. Greenwald, an independent journalist, helping to get the information out. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks, helping to get the information out. So you see that the masses of the people are coming to understand this is terrible, all this spying. Metadata, they call it metadata. All of the digital data, metadata, all the digital data that they use, whether your text messages on your phone, whether all of your phone calls, all of your email, where you go on the internet, everything, they send everything through the NSA spy operation. And they take out key words and then follow you and spy on you to see what you're doing. What are they afraid? What are they afraid of? They are afraid of the Christ power. That we will realize that each and every one of us are the Christ spirit living in human flesh. And that we will realize that the reason why we are in the earth realm is to become one united monotheistic family of Allah. And that we will come together and overturn the power of the wicked and crush the power of the wicked and bring in the new creation civilization based on the power of the Most High and the creation and universe of the Most High. And that universe and power and creation and that civilization will be a civilization of peace and love and righteousness and justice. Why other would they spy? What other reason do they have to spy on us but to stop that reality? But they can't stop that reality. Prophecy must fulfill. So while the sisters and brothers, the men and women, the people are getting this truth from Snowden and Greenwald and Assange, all of a sudden this dude, Nidal Hassan, who has been in jail for 2-3 years, supposedly killed all those people at Fort Hood in Texas. But we know through through the work of Webster Tarpley and the work also of Alex Jones that this was a false flag operation. That the first reports were there were 2 and 3 total shooters, meaning at least 1 or 2 more than Nidal Hassan. And maybe Nidal Hassan didn't even shoot anybody. Maybe he wasn't even on the premises. But this was a false flag operation to do what? To pump fear into the people, to make it seem like the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI, and the government, and the Republicans, and the Democrats are working on our behalf and uncovered a network of terror, another terror incident. And this Nidal Hassan wasn't even a Muslim. He drank and possibly injected drugs and hung out with prostitutes and did all type of things that a true Muslim would not do. Why? Because he was only playing a role. He possibly is an agent of the intelligence community sent into the populace and population to play a role. Maybe he thought it was just a drill. And that's the other thing. The CIA and the FBI create these terror activities, incidents, under the cover of drills. You see, on the Fort Hood military base, there are drills all the time where people jump up and start shooting people, and other people begin to fall and hit the ground. And people say, well, it's another drill, another day, no problem, everything's cool. But today, those actors in the drill didn't know that their lives were at stake. And so that day, real shooters with real guns and real bullets shot and killed, I don't know how many. Military people, get wise. Do not any longer participate in the drills of the military, because that day may be a true false flag operation. You may lose your life, lose your limb, lose your mind. And so all of a sudden now, this trial of Nidal Hassan comes out into the public to do what? To try to make us think, oh yeah, the CIA is working for us. Lies. FBI working for us. Lies. The government of the United States is under the control of good guys. No, the government of the United States of North America is under the control of wicked, rotten people that do not have our best interest at heart. They want us to think that they are working on our behalf and are producing Nidal Hassan for trial in the judicial system for us that we may be safe. No, do not any longer fear these people. These people are liars and wicked people. Also, at the same time of Snowden and Greenwald and Assange giving us truth on the spying tactics of NSA, we all of a sudden heard that 22 American embassies have been shut down in North Africa, the so-called Middle East and North Africa. And that embassy personnel have been called home, and only those strategic type personnel stayed behind. I was talking to one of my coworkers, and he was thinking right along with me, saying, those left behind, are those the CIA type operatives that will be creating death plots and terrorist incidents and terrorist plots? Because the embassies of America are nothing but spy networks, CIA and even FBI networks to spy on international community, nations, governments, and peoples. And so, all of a sudden, we hear that a few terrorist plots have been uncovered overseas. Don't believe it. It's so interesting that all of a sudden, right when we were all getting getting true information concerning America's spy tactics, the spy tactics of the NSA, CIA, FBI, and let's throw in the Fraternal Order of the Police, even the spy scandal. There's a domestic surveillance scandal at the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, are using the NSA intelligence, mechanism to spy concerning drug probes. So we see the NSA, National Security Agency, CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, MIA, Military Intelligence Agency, FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, DEA, DEA. I just had it just a second ago. What is DEA? Drug Enforcement Administration. That's who that is. And they all use the NSA to spy on all of us. Now, we know that the drug situation is a lie. We know that most of the drug activity occurs in the white community, but the poor working class white sister and brother choosing white supremacy and white skin privilege, they know most of the drug activity takes place in their communities. But the DEA and the Fraternal Order of the Police and the FBI and the CIA target the black community, and black and brown make up those who are in jail, incarcerated behind the fictitious drug war, and most of the drug activity takes place in the poor and working class white community. But look at how all of this action going on. Look at how all of a sudden terrorist plots in North Africa and terrorist plots in the Middle East, and how the American embassies shut down, and how American embassy personnel called home, but those important personnel left behind, and all of a sudden terrorist plots uncovered. This is strategic because of the work of Snowden, because of the work of Greenwald and the work of Assange. Yes, they have problems, but nevertheless, they have revealed to us and solidified to us that which many of us already knew. So it is only to offset the work of Snowden, Greenwald, and Assange that these embassies are shut down. And they say, guess how they say they uncovered the plots? Guess who it is? Guess what mechanism was used? They said these plots were uncovered by the NSA. Isn't that interesting? Snowden telling the truth on the NSA, Greenwald, an independent journalist, and Assange of WikiLeaks helping Snowden tell us the truth of the wickedness of the NSA, and President Obama and the government and the Pentagon and the Democrat and Republican Party and the FBI and the CIA and the State Department tell us the NSA is working for us. They're the good guys. They helped us uncover terrorist plots in North Africa and in the Middle East, and we shut down the embassies in these places, and we are working for you. No, fictitious narrative. Don't believe it. Cease holding these people up as they who we should look to for any type of guidance. Other issues and things going on today, current affairs and current issues, we see that there is a title, A Dream Foreclosed. As Obama touts recovery, new book reveals racist roots of housing crisis. Isn't that interesting? While Obama says the housing, economy, the housing market is recovering, he was in Phoenix on Tuesday, August the 6th, talking about how housing is up. But Laura Goddess Diner has written, is it a book? Has written a book called A Dream Foreclosed, Black America and the Fight for a Place Called Home. And she talks about how the government, the mortgage companies, the lending companies, all of them, the Federal Housing Administration, targeted black people and the black community, and the banks exploited a larger historical trajectory of discrimination in lending and in housing that has existed since the beginning of this country. The banks intentionally went into communities that had been redlined, which meant that the Federal Housing Administration had made it a policy to not lend or not to lend or not to guarantee any loans in minority neighborhoods all throughout most of the 20th century, that didn't supposedly end until well into the 60s. So all the way until recent times and modern times, black people suffering discrimination in loans, not having the opportunity to acquire loans so that we may acquire housing, homes, and grow communities and neighborhoods. And they exploited that historical reality and pushed the worst of the worst loans in these communities that everyone knew were unpayable debts. Wall Street knew. So denied loans, discriminated against, denied loans, and then when we get a loan, it's the worst of the worst. To do what? Destroy black people, destroy black community, destroy black neighborhoods, drive us out of the neighborhoods. Look at what went down in Detroit, Michigan. This is a description of those types of tactics. You first destroy living wage jobs. Take those living wage jobs out of Detroit. The big three, Chevy or GM, Chrysler, and Ford, made a pact with the devil. The CEOs made a pact with the devil, a pact with the president, a pact with these that Abraham is saying no longer have reverence for, no longer have respect for, no longer be awed by them, no longer fear these wicked ones, these heads of governmental, educational, financial, and religious institutions. These colluded together, collaborated together. In Detroit, Ford, Chrysler, GM, the banking institutions, the mortgage institutions, the lending institutions, those that control the city government and the state government, Michigan, and the government of the United States of North America, and the banking institutions, House of Rothschild, all of them collaborated, colluded together, took out the living wage job, put them overseas, outsourced the jobs, taking advantage of slave wage, low wage labor that they created through warfare and bloodshed. Give black people loans that are so terrible and the worst of the worst, jack the interest rates so high, floating interest rates, driving black people out of the homes and out of the mortgages. Now, black people driven out of neighborhoods, driven out of communities, sisters and brothers susceptible to crime, the drug economy, the gun economy that was emplaced by the same wicked forces that Abraham says no longer hold up in regard and fear and reverence. So the fraternal order of the police and the judicial system begin to lock us up. We are being destroyed on every side, sisters and brothers. Now the city possibly being prepared for full and complete gentrification, taken over by these wicked forces to manipulate and do what they want. But if we come together and stand together as a human family, we not only take back Detroit, we take the earth for the Most High. So Avraham is saying, no longer fear these people. No longer hold these people up. These people are the destroyers. What else is going on? California city threatens to use eminent domain to stop bank foreclosures. Now, it's interesting what's going on in Richmond. This mayor, Gail McLaughlin, she is a Green Party mayor, and she doesn't fear these people. She's following Abraham. Whether she knows it or not, she's doing what Abraham says. Abraham says, I fear not in any way those that you set up. She don't fear the banks. She doesn't fear the president. She doesn't fear Governor Brown, Governor Jerry Brown. She doesn't fear these mortgage companies. It says in this Democracy Now, a town in California is making headlines on how it is tackling its foreclosure crisis. The same problem we're talking about, created by Wall Street, created by the banks, created by the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, created by governors and mayors and presidents and so on, created by fraternal order of the police, created by all these people that Abraham says, don't fear these people. Fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Yahweh, Yehovah, fear Amen, Amenet, fear Ra, Ra'it. In Richmond, almost half of the city's residential mortgage holders are underwater. All of this is illegal. All of this is against universal law, moral law, God's law, the law of the earth, the law of the universe. Richmond became, in a major development last week, Richmond became the first city in the country to offer to purchase mortgages of distressed homeowners from Wall Street banks and other lenders. Under a plan approved by the city council in April, the city can also use its eminent domain authority to purchase loans in order to modify them and allow families to avoid foreclosure and stay in their homes. Thank God for beautiful women, our beautiful Caucasian sister that I am in love with. I am in love with anyone that works for the people, on behalf of the people. This is what government is for, to work on behalf of the people and make sure that the people are not robbed and raped and destroyed by the banks, by the lending institutions, by Wall Street, by governors and mayors and presidents and Republicans and Democrats and International Monetary Fund and World Bank Organization and World Trade Organization and House of Rothschild Oppenheimers. These wicked ones that Abraham says, don't fear them anymore. You set them up, take them down, destroy their influence in your lives. So our beautiful sister, Mayor Gail McLaughlin, she's using the power of the city to purchase the mortgages of the citizens of the city of Richmond in the state of California, purchase their mortgages from these wicked devil lending banking institutions. She's using the power of the city to use its eminent domain authority. Now, usually, a long while ago, a year or two ago, I heard someone else talk about how normally when we think of eminent domain, we think of it as a way for a city in collusion with corporations and banks to move you out of your home. They steal your property, take your property, build a strip mall, a mall, run a freeway through your community, and you're out of a home having to move. That's eminent domain in a wicked way. But this beautiful sister, Mayor Gail McLaughlin, mayor of Richmond, is going to use, and apparently is using, eminent domain to purchase loans and keep people in their homes. Every human being has a God-goddess right to live in their homes. Make a deal with the people, banks. Make a deal with the people, mortgage companies, and a deal so that the people can afford. Bring the mortgages down, Barack Obama. Bring the mortgages down, Republican Democratic Party, so that the people can afford to stay in their homes. Mayor Gail McLaughlin, I am in love with you. I am in love with the City Council of Richmond doing this work of helping the people stay in their homes, buying the mortgages from these predatory lenders, these Wall Street bankers and banksters, and using eminent domain in a righteous way. I applaud you and say that you are obeying Holy Quran chapter 6 or Surah 6 verse 81 or Ayat 81, where Abraham says, fear not in any way those that you set up with him, meaning Allah, unless my Lord please. It is the Lord, Yahovah, is not pleased that we hold these people up and are afraid of these people and support their wickedness through fear. Our fear of them and our fear of what they do. See, remember that the word Lord and Savior, Son of God, so on and so forth, these are titles that Caesar had. And Caesar was proven to be a killer and a slave master and a colonizer and a destroyer. So when the Christians and the Muslims take these titles and apply them to the Most High, or apply them to Jesus Christus, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Hamashiach, that is our rebellion against these wicked demons and devils that Abraham says, don't fear them. Don't have any fear for them. Cease being afraid of such wicked demonic jinn and demons, and only fear Allah, and fear that power of Allah within yourself. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Selassie people. Oh,